This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our email questions was, does retiring come with health risks? And one of you was thinking about retiring, and you asked if you would be preserving your life, getting away from work, getting away from the office, or does retirement come with health risks? Well, one study that has come out today has said that early retirement can accelerate cognitive decline. My answer to that question, though, is for hurt, depending on what you're doing for work, who you're working with, and what you do in your retirement. So we look at the study from Binghamton University, State University of New York. They found that if you do retire early, now that would be 45 years old, 50 years old, as opposed to retiring when you're 65, they did find a link. But they looked at the Chinese population. Now, I don't know much about the work structure and work ethic, but my guess is I don't think there's a lot of coffee breaks and paid leave and, you know, stress days and pods. My guess is when you work in China, it's you're working. You can't be dinking around like a lot of us do out here in America. So the research done by, let me see if I can give credit to the doctors. This was at Binghamton University. There's a Dr. Nikolov. He suggests that retirement plans can have bad consequences. His team showed that the access to retirement plans can play a significant role in explaining cognitive decline at older ages. China introduced a formal pension program called NRPS in rural parts of the country. The program was introduced because of China's rapidly rising aging population, and they wanted to alleviate poverty in old age. In rural parts of the country, they said traditional family-based care of the elderly had largely broken down without adequate formal mechanisms to take its place. For the elderly, inadequate transfers from either informal family and community transfers could severely reduce their ability to cope with illness or poor nutrition. So they looked at government data from the Chinese government on the implementation of the pension program, and they found that the new program led to significant adverse effects on cognitive functioning. Delayed recall. Delayed recall is where we give you some words, ball, lamp, kid, and then we ask you 5 minutes later to tell us what those words are. Now, I notice that if I don't listen and put those to memory, I'll forget that I said ball, lamp, and kid, or that you told it to me. But if I go, okay, I'm taking those three words, I put it into memory. You know, maybe, I think a lot of our cognitive memory issues and lack of recall is getting so used to computers, going, oh, I don't have to remember it because I'll just look it up. Oh, I'll just look it up, that we aren't even using our memory and working our memory. Dr. Nikolov and his authors found that pension benefits and retirement led to improved health. The program did, though, cause other changes in their social activities, mental fitness, social engagement. So decreased mental activity, even though they got to retire and be away from work and that stress, they had fewer social engagements, lower rates of volunteering, lower rates of social interaction. One of the reasons why we had so much anxiety and depression in kids and so many people relapse is they didn't have the social interaction. You can't just sit home and stare at the cat. You need to be around other individuals. We did find in this study that there was reduced alcohol drinking. So that was interesting, which can help the brain. But the social engagement and connectedness is a biggie. So, you know, here's the thing. All right, I don't ever anticipate retiring. People thought that I retired when I closed the office. That was a nicer way of saying Obamacare killed medicine for the, you know, neighborhood family doc. And there's no way in hell I can maintain that sort of business model when everybody has super high deductibles. So people said I retired. I didn't retire. I'm still working. I see multiple patients a day over the phone. I do radio. I'm writing books. So I never really retired. But I do notice that my interactions with people have changed. You know, I blame COVID for some of my memory loss, but maybe it's because I am not around 30 patients a day like I used to be, always interacting with them. You use so much of your brain more than you think. Now, if your job caused you poor sleep, where you couldn't fall asleep till 2, 3 in the morning because you were worried about what your boss is going to say or your coworkers, and then you wake up at 6, and when you're retired, you're going to bed at 10, you're waking up at 7, I would say that would help your health. You have time to go to the gym when you retire. Or are you not going to the gym and you're sitting around watching Netflix, whereas when you were at the office, you had to run upstairs, you had to run downstairs, you had to check the mail room, you had to go up to accounting, you had to run over to receiving, you had to, you know, move, you had to go out to your car, you had to go on lunch break, you moved more. Now, I've been doing telemedicine, but man, my activity is a lot less and I have to exercise more because I'm just not, you know, running around from patient to patient like I used to. So what this means is if you are going to retire early and you are thinking about retiring, you need to make sure you keep your mind busy. Take classes, learn another language, still be active, do puzzles. But the thinking and the stress, sometimes we need stress. You know, one reason why our bones stay strong and those of us who exercise is because the chronic stress on the bones keep the bones moving and strong. But if you go out in space and you have no gravity, your bones weaken. Your bones need stress, just like your mind needs some stress. But there's good stress and bad stress. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is something that has been plaguing many parents and families, and it's pretty common. And the question comes up, is my child on the autism spectrum? Am I on the autism spectrum? People always want to know. And as with anything, there's a spectrum. And as I've always noticed with patients or with family members, somebody who has autism is very, very bright. In fact, brighter than the non-autistic family members. And Asperger's, a milder form of it, sometimes has created, and there's been many postulated to have had it, such as Einstein, Albert Einstein, and some of our composers, that while non-autistic individuals will acquiesce to societal pressures and watch what they say and lie about how you look. Somebody on the spectrum, and this is too smart for that, and they might be more abrupt, more direct. They might not do as well socially, but that does not negate how intelligent they are. Some children with autism have trouble potty training. Parents get very frustrated, understandably so. But did you think why autistic children may have trouble sitting on a cold porcelain throne in a bathroom as opposed to not standing or squatting? Supposed to stand and squat. We've conformed society to walk into a water closet or walk into an outhouse or go into a bathroom, remove our Spanx and our tights and our clothing and our button fly jeans and whatever to use the restroom. But some autistic children are like, I don't understand. Why aren't I just standing over a hole and potting? That doesn't mean they have something wrong with them. So, you know, we could learn a lot from our autistic and Asperger family members and friends. But some with severe autism, they struggle. They may have delayed learning skills. They may have mood swings. They may have poor eating, sleeping habits, inattentiveness, hyperactivity. Some of them may even have constipation. And so when I would have parents bring their child in and that child wanted nothing to do with mom, and mom's like, I can't get him to eat. I can't get him to do anything. And the child almost doesn't, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of kids, mommy is everything, especially when you have a strange doctor walk into the room. The more common behavior of a child, especially who's younger, 1, 2 years old, 3 years old, will run to mommy or daddy, hug them, look fearful of the stranger, like, who the hell are you, and go to mom for comfort. If I walk into a room, and that child's off their own thing, playing with something, doing, looking around, and then mom doesn't want to be held by mom, yeah, maybe it's because this child is intrigued. They're seeing things we aren't seeing, and they're mentally engaging. As opposed to sitting on mom's lap, doing nothing, waiting for a doctor to examine them. So we as doctors and as parents need to realize that our autistic children or adults may have a lot of gifts. And we have to, although we dumb them down to be able to communicate to us and to be able to, you know, do things with us, sometimes some of their things might not necessarily need to be adjusted. But we want to know what we're dealing with. And there's a questionnaire out there. Scientists have developed this, claiming this questionnaire can diagnose autism with up to 95% accuracy. So even though I could detect and pick up a child with autism pretty quickly, some parents can't. They think, well, this child's more independent, or this child might not, you know, want to be held or might not like me. When I have a parent saying, I don't think my child likes me. No, it's not. First of all, most kids think the parents are in the way. Okay? All right? You know, let me do what I need to do. I want to touch that stove, Mom. That stove looks interesting. So back out of the way. Let me do what I need to do. Most kids find their parents a thorn in their side. But these are some of the questions. And it's a questionnaire, and you're supposed to say how often, from never, rarely, sometimes, often, or very often. So does your child start interactions with others without prompting? If they never do that, and they will only respond once you come into their circle or space, that could be. Doesn't mean they are autistic, but it could be a sign. Me, I'll just start up a conversation anywhere I go. Yeah, you would think that might be something that needs to be addressed. Do they prefer to be with family or friends rather than alone? If you have a child who'd rather be alone, it could be a sign of the autism spectrum. Do they try to be physically and emotionally connected to family and friends? If the child doesn't want to hug or play with them or cuddle and they just kind of want to be by themselves, yeah. Do they make eye contact? That is a huge red flag, and I don't want to call it a red flag because I think a lot of these kids have benefits and have attributes, but if a child can't make eye contact, when you say look at me, you know, a child will still look at you for a couple seconds. The child doesn't want to look at you. That could be a sign that they might have autism. Do they use gestures to communicate? So whereas we're like, and then I did this, and then I did this, and the bird was here, and this, sometimes that is that shows some complexity in one's communication skills using gestures. For others, it can mean they're relying too much and they can't explain with their words. But some autistic individuals can explain it perfectly in their words. We might not like to hear it. For example, you know, you hear people get in trouble at work because somebody will walk in with a dress, and somebody with autism might say, "I can see your nipples." Now, you or I might be like, oh, gosh, is she doing that on purpose? She really couldn't wear a bra? Is it really that cold? Come on, you don't have to wear a dress like that. But we'll say, oh, your dress is lovely. We're not going to say anything because we don't want to get in trouble. But somebody with autism might be like, I can see your nipples. That they're not, you know, being harassing. They're not being abusive. They're just being honest. And, you know, why do I have to use semantics? You might want to know that something's showing or something's not, you know, concealing enough. Do they communicate clearly so that other people know how they feel? If a parent doesn't understand what their child is feeling or how, what could be going on, that could be a sign. Do they offer comfort to others when they're upset or sick? This is a, if you have friends with adult Asperger's or autism, this is one of the best, I think, indicators. Where you're having a bad day and you think they're going to come up and give you a hug and they don't know what to do. And they're like, here's a box of tissue. Your nose is running. That can be a sign. And they're right. They're like, look, I don't see how it'll help me hugging you. You got boogers coming out. Just take care of it there. But that could be, you know, when I have friends that they really aren't very cuddly and oh, I got you. That could be a sign. Do they share enjoyment about interests or activities with other people? So if a child likes their toy, do they go, oh, you want to play this with me? Do you want to? Or do they just play the toy themselves? Now, again, smart. Why let another kid touch your toy and mess it up? It's smart, but it could be a sign that they might have autism. Do they engage in back and forth play with other kids? Do they respond appropriately when others approach him? You know, hi, Johnny, how are you? If Johnny won't even look at them and just, you know, I don't even think you exist. All right. Again, not anything bad, but that could be a sign that they aren't engaging with Uncle Bob or whatever. Do they read social cues? You know, like my mom had a look where if we were doing something wrong, she gives a look. And it's like that mommy look. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I almost peed in my pants. If you give your kid the mommy look, do they even care? Do they, understand that expected behavior varies by social situation? What you do in church, you cannot do at home or vice versa. Do they understand what you're thinking or feeling? Do they show what relationships are important to them? Do they seek out playful interactions? Do they engage with other friends? Do they repetitively jump, repetitively do play? Do they insist on a daily schedule? Do they have oversensitive to loud noises? Do they get upset in crowded or busy places? So it's a real interesting questionnaire. I question you look at this. It's a way to kind of pick things up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. For days, Democrats have called on freshman New York Republican Congressman George Santos to resign. Now the calls are coming from fellow Republicans.
On behalf of the Nassau County Republican Committee, I am calling for his immediate resignation.
Nassau County GOP Chairman Joseph Cairo at a news conference attended by nearly every top Republican from the New York City suburb. California's governor says another four atmospheric rivers will slam the Golden State in the next 10 days. In San Luis Obispo, Emergency Services Director Scotty Jalbert and his people are bracing for more.
We know that our soil conditions aren't going to be very favorable for this upcoming rain event. We're expecting another 2 to 4 inches of rain.
The FAA computer system that lets pilots know what's going on around the USA is back up, and flights are trying to catch up after the nationwide grounding when the system failed this morning. Rich Johnson, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I am not a fan of people lying. I am not a fan of people taking your money under false pretenses. And then when they get caught, not giving it back, owning up to it. And I think it is an insult to our intelligence when we have politicians that do just that. Now, I understand some people might have skeletons in their closets, not think that that would come back to haunt them, then it does, and then they have to bow out of a race. I get that that might happen. And some people are, oh, really? Was that an issue? Really? That wasn't even much of an issue then, but now it's an issue now. But when you have somebody like George Santos, who lied about his degree, allegedly, lied about where they worked, lied about his heritage and was able to win an election based on those lies, it's a problem. So, Representative George Santos, Republican from New York, who won a pretty necessary seat for the Republicans, is being asked to leave by Republicans. Republican leaders of Nassau County eviscerated Representative George Santos in a press conference and has called for him to resign. Nassau County GOP Chairman Joseph Cairo said George Santos's campaign last year was a campaign of deceit, lies, and fabrication. New Representative Anthony D. Esposito joined the group remotely to call on his colleague to resign. Shortly after the news briefing, the Conservative Party of New York State released a statement calling on him to resign. They said Santos's profound misuse of mistruths as a candidate morally disqualifies him from serving in public office and exposes him to potential legal action, seriously compromising his ability to represent his constituents. Pressure has mounted. Now, he doesn't want to resign. He says, I was elected to serve the people of New York 3, District 3, not the party and politicians. I remain committed to doing that, and I regret to hear the local officials refuse to work with my office to deliver results to keep our community safe and lower the cost of living. I will not resign. Now, it's interesting. He could persist, not leave. How many people have been asked to leave their office and they don't? They say, I'm not going anywhere. I don't think he will ever be reelected. I don't think he's going to be able to prove himself as a fantastic advocate when you lied about, being... That was probably one of the stupidest things he said, where he said he tried to pretend to be Jewish, but then he said, well, actually, my friends think I am Jew-ish. Come on. Now, again, you have ancestry. Yeah, you could be Jewish. I mean, if I have a Catholic in my family, I'm going to say I'm part Catholic. If I have Jewish in my family, I'm going to say I'm part Jewish. Yeah, I've got, but honestly, he played people. New York State Senator Jack Martin confirmed he will not be working with his office either. He admitted it was unlikely Santos would heed their call. He said, we stand united in sending a message that until he is removed by one way or another. So if he is not representing, I'm not sure where this goes, but I do think there's ethic violations that could remove him. If he took any campaign money based on lies, I believe there are rules. The problem we have is all these politicians lie. We've been okay with it. One thing that is still on a lot of our minds, and I am kind of perplexed by this myself, and I would like, to know how it happened, is when President Obama, when he was, I think when he was a student, I don't think he was a senator, but when he was in college, somebody wrote a biography. And in that biography, they said he was from Kenya, I can understand getting the state wrong. Rather than him being born in Hawaii, you said he was born in California. But that's really esoteric. I mean, you are taking a completely other country on a different continent in a different hemisphere. And nobody corrected it back then. When anybody writes my bio, I read it. And if there are any mistakes, I ask them, guys, I'm just sorry, because I don't want to misrepresent myself. So I do find that odd. Now, President Obama has shown a birth certificate from Hawaii, and some people believe it, some people don't. And he says he's American and all that. But what that is interesting as to why that happened and why that wasn't corrected then if it was wrong. And, there are a lot of, did Biden have dealings with China through his son? Things like we can be opening up Pandora's box where then any politician may have to be removed. So the next question is what lies constitute enough to be ethic violations? Now, the list of claims that Representative George Santos made was he had Jewish grandparents who fled Nazi persecution. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. They said he graduated from Baruch College. He attended New York University. Apparently there's been no record. He ran an animal charity. Mother died from September 11th. Lost employees in the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting, he said. He said he worked at Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. He said he owned rental property. He said his family firm, DeVolder, managed $80 million in assets and paid him a $750,000 salary. Now, I get it. People are up there, and boy, do they exaggerate. And they may try to make their resume more colorful. And this campaign, somebody says, what are you talking about? How are you pro-life when you, you know, asked your girlfriend to get an abortion? Or how do you, you know, and you know, people can change their political leanings. People can change their, but we have a lying problem in Congress. We have a lying problem in the Senate. So I believe that nobody should be taking any donations if they're lying. And if they do get caught lying, they need to give the donations back. Can a politician stay in office if they lie? Well, we'd have no politicians if we get rid of all of them. The problem is if George Santos won an election on all deceit, then who's going to stop any future election? Then anybody else could say, well, I did that too. You know, vote me in. And it actually now makes the average voter less likely to believe in the person who's running for office. And I mean, we all want somebody honest. And we're just not seeing that. And I'm sure there are honest politicians out there. And many of the honest ones don't make it. So we'll see what happens with this. I'm kind of mixed because I don't think anybody should win on deceit. You can't be in the Olympics if you lied or doped. You can't. I mean, you know, if you are representing your district, then it's up to your district. And if your district wants you, you're there. If the district doesn't want you. So one thing that could happen is rather than it just be Republican leadership who's asking or Democrats who's asking, it's the constituents. Guys, do you want him to still represent you? And if they say no, then maybe, you know, I'm no political expert. I don't know how the process works. But he could literally not leave unless Congress finds a reason to expel him. You know, and his argument could be, well, everybody else lied about this, this, and this. And it could be a very long, drawn-out battle. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had no idea, but the Golden Globes was last night. Not that I usually watch. Golden Globes had been off air for a little bit. They had a bunch of drama attached over the past couple of years, and so it came back. It's the 80th Golden Globe Awards, and it aired last night on NBC. We have the winners, and I was a little shocked because some of the winners, I thought, bombed at the box office. I'm not wrong. The Fabelmans, that won Best Motion Picture Drama. But from what I understand, it's one of Steven Spielberg's latest. Steven Spielberg is fantastic, but from what I understand, it cost $40 million, it had a $40 million budget, and it only made $13.3 million domestically. That's a bomb. Babylon from Damien Chazelle and Paramount Pictures, that I heard bombed. It is a $80 million movie that only grossed $4 million in its first 4 days, $13.5 million to date. So it's behind. But I believe it was nominated in the Golden Globes. Now, is it that Golden Globes trying to help out these movies? Trying to say, look, okay, we got to get more people to watch these movies. And so let's nominate them. Let's maybe vote them in. So now people will run and see The Fablemans. I saw the preview of The Fablemans. It looked boring. And I was like, okay, this is not going to make it. And maybe, you know, people aren't making good previews. I was a little worried about the Avatar preview, and then I thought the Avatar sequel was better than the preview. But oftentimes, you know, the previews are supposed to sell the movie. And The Fablemans to me looked boring, but it won. It won Best Motion Picture Drama, beating out Elvis, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, and The Way of Water. I thought Top Gun Maverick was good. I don't think it's award-winning good. I thought it was a good movie. For a sequel of a fantastic movie, Top Gun, I thought it was good, but not enough to be winning awards. Best Performance for an Actress, Kate Blanchett won with Tar. Best Performance by an Actor was Austin Butler with Elvis, who I thought did a fantastic job. Austin Butler, I did see Elvis, that was good. Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, The Banshees of Inisherin won. Haven't seen that yet, but Babylon was up there, despite bombing at the box office. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy was Michelle Yeoh from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Performance by an Actor was Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin. Best Motion Picture Animated was Pinocchio, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. I had no idea that that was... Puss in Boots apparently made the list. I haven't seen that either. Supporting Actress with Angela Bassett with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. She did do a great job. Performing the supporting actor was Ke-Huy Quan for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Best Director was Steven Spielberg for The Fablemans. I mean, maybe it was a good movie. I don't know. But the looked kind of boring to me from the preview. Best Screenplay was Martin McDonagh's The Banshees of Inisherin. Best Original Score, Justin Hurwitz for Babylon. Babylon won Best Original Score. Again, I haven't seen it. So, Best Television Series, this one I agree with, House of the Dragon. House of the Dragon won for Best Television Series Drama. It did good. Was it as good as Game of Thrones? No. I don't think anything can be. But it was good. It beat out Better Call Saul, who I think had a really rough last season. It beat out The Crown. The Crown was good. Beat out Ozark and Severance. In terms of actress in a television series, Zendaya won for Euphoria. Kevin Costner won for Yellowstone. That's interesting. I think he does a fantastic job. He's also changed his voice. It's been more hoarse. Now, I don't know if it's because he has polyps or if he's trying to make it more hoarse. But I think he does a fantastic job. Zendaya, I think, is an excellent actress. Abbott Elementary won for Best Television Series. And so the Best Limited Series was The White Lotus. And there's other winners that I... So, you know, we have an entertainment problem. I've said this from the beginning. And now I think some of these award shows are trying to manipulate us into watching. Now, maybe it's taken me this long to figure that out. But there's been so many movies that have won, and you're like, say what? What's that about? And then you're like, well, won an Oscar, so let's go see it. And usually if they win, they're good movies. But my problem lately is what everybody is saying is really, really good is not that good. I think we're over-entertained. I think we're remaking films. I mean, Top Gun having a sequel. You already are, you know, Top Gun didn't have a sequel back in the 80s. And I agreed with their decision not to. because it could have failed. Top Gun had a beginning, middle, and an end. And it wasn't the best movie of all time, but it was a pretty good movie. I thought it was a little, the Kelly McGinnis, Tom Cruise romance was a little off for me. I think it's because she was older. Something just didn't seem right. I didn't really get the chemistry, but then again, I mean, I was a kid at the time, so I was more about watching the planes. I was more interested in that. But they chose not to do a sequel at the time because they thought it would bomb. For them to 30 years later come up with a sequel, make it work, make it entertaining, and make kids, a whole new generation, excited about seeing that movie. I mean, my kids wanted to see Top Gun. You know, I usually have to tell them, hey, guys, this was an 80s classic. And they're like, oh, that was good. I mean, you know, they've seen Die Hard. They've seen Terminator. They've seen, and then I was worried. I'm like, did you guys see Top Gun? They did. And they actually liked it. So seeing my, you know, my kids' generation appreciate something that I appreciated is really cool. And maybe that's something we need to do. Maybe when we do these sequels, we try to hit it out. We try to come out with our sequel so quickly while we're, you know, using that momentum from the first that, yeah, it might make sales, but oftentimes they're not done right. Look at James Cameron. It took him years to get Avatar 2, the sequel to Avatar, out. And he did a pretty good job. It actually wasn't bad for a sequel. Now, on the flip side, I thought Die Hard 2 was fantastic. I like Die Hard 2. I love Die Hard 1, but I thought Die Hard 2 was pretty good. I thought Terminator 2 was fantastic. It's rare to have, you know, such enthusiasm for a second movie. I thought Home Alone 2 was fantastic. In fact, many people liked Home Alone 2 more than Home Alone 1. I don't know. I still like the first one. So I think there's there are some advantages, but most of the time with sequels, you struggle. And, you know, here we are. We're bringing back another Puss in Boots. We brought back Aladdin and Mulan and Lion King. I thought they did a fantastic job with Aladdin. I don't know if the Mulan. I thought Mulan was good, the remake. I don't know if it did as well. The Lion King I don't think did as well. And so we need new stories. We need new special effects. The Matrix was so unique in its story, in its screenplay, and then in its action scenes, where you're freezing in slow motion, dodging the bullet. Well, now they all do that. So now it's not as interesting. So what are we going to come up with that's new? Now, I got to tell you, if you are a movie producer and you're out of ideas, there's a lot of fascinating history. Recreate something in history and be true to it. A lot of fascinating stuff has happened. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.